Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s.
Say, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking. That chick's too young to fry. Hey, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Gotta feed her steady till she gets ready. That chick's too young to fry. Take her back in the barnyard. Then let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up for better use. Hey, boy, there will come a time, someday by and by, she'll be ready for frying. So stop your crying, that chick's too young to fry. Barnyard, where she'll grow up for better use. Say, boy, there will come a time, someday by and by, she'll be ready for frying. So stop your crying, that chick's too young to fry. Get away, stay away, come back another day, that chick's too young to fry.
Hear ye, the KPTZ Time Traveling Turntables have just landed in 1946, and we kick it off with Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five, and That Chick Is Too Young to Fry. Well, I'm not so sure that we're talking about the poultry department there, but we'll just leave that as an unsolved mystery, as we bring in the legendary Mildred Bailey. And on this tune, she's brilliantly accompanied by the piano styling of Ellis Larkin. Together, they're going to treat you to I'll Close My Eyes, which is always okay on this show as long as your ears remain open.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. And when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments that we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart. I'll close my eyes. Thank you. share each lovely day. And through the years, those moments that we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
The unmistakable voice of Mildred Bailey, who sounds just as good with her eyes closed as with them open. And now another great hit from 1946, the Mills Brothers. And I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you.
Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line.
And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you.
You get me in a spin, oh what a stew I'm in.
'Cause I don't know enough about you.
Oh, jack of all trades, master of none.
And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me
if you'd only play my game.
You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you.
I know a little bit about a lot of things,
but I don't know enough, baby, about you.
Mills Brothers and I Don't Know Enough About You on KPTZ and the Class of 1946, also known as the Jerry Osborne Show. And from my handy little guide for tenement etiquette, it is required that the tenants who want to engage in romance in the hallway remain at least 3 feet away from the nearest doorbell. Unlike Josephine and Joe, who carry on something fierce and wake up the entire building by bumping into the buzzer. Here with the story of what goes on in the hallway is vaudeville star Eddie Cantor.
Josephine and Joe were so in love, oh so in love, so much in love. In the hall for hours they would stay. When Josephine came in, she'd hear her mother say, Josephine, please no lean on the bell. When you mush, please no push the bell. I heard Mrs. Caruso telling Mrs. O'Flynn, somebody keeps ringing but nobody comes in. You can squeeze all you please, that's all right, but don't you keep us from sleep every night. When you kiss in the hall, stay away from the wall. Josephine, please no lean on the bell. When you come up from work and you wanted the sup, I'm a cook of the nice macaron. Then you make a sit down and you make a get up for your fella, he call on the phone. Or you go to the park and you sit in the dock and you make a what they call it a pet. It's a lipstick here and it's a lipstick there, you know, get it from eating spaghetti. Or you say goodnight about 11 o'clock, it's what a good gal should do. But you take it too long when you say the goodnight, you know, finish at the 2:30. Say, why you no bringing your fella upstairs, ravioli with peppers I cook? You can make it a love with a kiss and a hug and a mom and a pub, but then a look. Don't I bring you up and I make you fat with the soup and the pasta fazool? Now you stay up late and I make you thin. What's the matter? You making me fool? Why, you know, get married and raise the fam, then I make you promise I keep. I'll buy you the furnish and pay for the rent, then we all can get us some sleep. Josephine, please no lean on the bell. When you mush, please no push at the bell. I heard Mrs. Colino say she called the police. The landlord, he say he's gonna break her the lease. I keep hopes that the dope's gonna blow, but like a Jack Benny's car, he no go. Won't that guy ever leave every night, New Year's Eve? Josephine, please no lean on the... Hey, Josephine, what is your boyfriend doing with that a suitcase? Oh, he's taking out a trumpet. Look, Papa, Josephine's boyfriend is gonna play. Look at that, hey. Josephine, please no lean on the bell.
Remarkable record from the class of 1946, Josephine, no lean on the bell. During that same year, Dick Hames and Helen Forrest were also engaged in a little osculation with their cute little tune, Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh?
Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss? Will ya? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? I can't see what you've got to lose.
Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya? Why do you wanna make me blue?
I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world.
But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl?
Give me a little kiss, will ya? And I'll give it right back to you.
Must I go on like this, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? I can't see what you got to lose.
Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Anything that you ask, I'll do.
I'll take you for a little ride where we can be alone.
And once you kiss me, you will never think of walking home.
Oh, give me a little kiss,
will ya, huh?
And I'll give it right back to you.
More music.
Having money when you haven't got your honey.
I don't go out walking. I ain't for no talking. My baby done left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Now if I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, she'd never have left me. Just just a-sittin' and a-rockin'. Now sittin' all day without holdin' my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. Now if I don't find her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a-sittin' and a-rockin' all day.
Never go out walkin', never hear me talking, and I guess I'll never be the same, baby, till you return. Please act right and give me a call, and some night we will have a ball. You were meant for me, so baby, won't you please come home?
Sitting and a rockin', which is my usual position when I do these shows, and that is by the Delta Rhythm Boys, one of the top harmony groups of the 40s, along with the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots. And now up pops another great tune from 1946 by Doris Day. And you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around, so cry and shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart. Same, you're only happy tearing all my dreams up high. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
The delightful and the lovely Doris Day, and you won't be satisfied. And because the J.O. Show always guarantees satisfaction, we feel fairly safe in saying that if one playful baby is good, then it's reasonable to think with two playful babies, like the old chewing gum commercial used to say, you could double your pleasure and double your fun. And the first from 1946 is Wynonie Harris and Playful Baby. And we're going to follow that immediately by a song that he came out with 4 years later titled My Playful Baby Is Gone. So here we go with Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris.
Not a playful baby, and the way she plays is all right. I've got a playful baby, and the way she plays is all right. She loves to play in the day, I love to play every night. She's got a new bag of tricks, she tries all night long. She's got a new bag of tricks, she tries all night long. She gets tired of playing, yes, and I'm still growing strong. Yes, I hope she never gets wise. I'd rather play than to take my morning exercise.
swear I can't make it every night. She's my playful baby, but maybe I'm glad she's gone. She's my playful baby, but maybe I'm glad she's gone. 'Cause if I stay around much longer, I know I might do something wrong.
That, my friends, was a double dealy from Wynonie Harris. And I'm Jerry Osborne, and this is Dinah Washington. And with her, she has a great tune from the Gershwin songbook, Embrace Me, My Embraceable You.
We'll be right back. mountain, looking at the sea, looking for that cat that stole my baby from me, saying, hey, Bob Rebop. Hey, Bob Rebop. Saying, hey, Bob Rebop. Yes, your baby knows.
There we heard Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, and they titled that piece, Hey, Baba Reba, which was one of those hipster titles. And this is the class of 1946 on KPTZ, and I'm Jerry, always happy to bring the gypsy along with me to the show. Last time we played this, it was by Dinah Shore, but it was also a mega hit by the Ink Spots, and their version goes like this.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
It looks like one of those days when the gypsy is giving everyone a great reading. First customer gets told that his baby will return to him one day. Second customer finds out that his sugar is so refined.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She never buys a dress. It's always a sock. She always winds a timepiece up, but never a sock. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She never eats a meal, she dines or she sups. And dogs are little canine friends, they never just pop.
She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato.
And you should see how she holds a cup of tea.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She never shares a kiss. She lets her lips unite. But oh, it seems like kissing, and his kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of the time I hold it tight. Oh boy, she is so refined.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class
kind. She never says goodbye, it's always farewell. She always says magnificent, she never says swell.
My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high-class mind.
She never says goodbye, it's always farewell. She always says magnificent, she never says well.
She says banana,
better potato.
She says piano,
better piano.
And you should see how she sits on her settee.
With hay
and
coffee, balanced on one knee.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind.
She acts just like her name is Mrs. Vanderloo.
And so I love my sugar, and so we'll be married soon.
My sugar is so refined, a real high-class babe. And that's by one of the founding fathers of the doo-wop groups, the Ravens. Now, I'm ready for a little boogie-woogie, hope you are too. This is Ella Mae Morse with Don Ray and the Freddie Slack Orchestra. And they're all taking us directly to the House of Blue Lights.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-foot combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the House of Blue Lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the trees is when they serve you those fine 8 feet. If you want to spend the rest of your brights down at the House of Blue Lights. While we dig those tunes like they should be dug, it's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just drill it down the path of welcome mats. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the House of Blue Lights.
Just as sugar that is so refined is very sweet, so is a good blues tune with a tenor sax. Somehow I never envisioned myself making this connection, but it's true, and here's an example. Jack McVeigh was a great tenor sax player who also had his own orchestra in the 40s, and among the vocalists that he worked with was Raybon Tarrant. So we're going to put those guys together right now with It Never Should Have Been This Way.
How it goes, and everyone knows it never should have been this way. I'm always glad to see your lovely face, but yet you make me feel I'm out of place. My heart feels aware, But what do you care? It never should have been this way. Even though you treat me so cold, you'll always be the one I'll hold in my heart. You'll always remain. I love you more and more, come sun or rain. It really makes no difference where you are, as long as you don't go away too far. I'm in love with you, so what can I do? It never should have been this way.
KPTZ.
More music.
Way down along the Alamo lived about cowboy, just a real hip joke. Used to hit the trail with a beat, and what he was singing to that hoof and me was strictly a dilla, a hillbilly killer from old Amarillo. Zeke.
Bootity bootity booty, Max Cody, get along, Dogarini. Bootity 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 booty, sky ippy cry about. Bootity bootity booty, Mac booty, Rosa San Antonarini. Every evening I'd be riding it out.
At dawn, he just rolled out his sack. Morning was no time to get solid, Jack. Why, he would wait until it was right. And he knew the right time had to be at night. He's strictly a diller,
a hillbilly killer.
Bootity, 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 booty, he's about cowboy. Sack. Morning was no time to get solid, Jack. Why, he would wait until it was right. And he knew the right time had to be at night. He's strictly a diller,
a hillbilly killer. Bootity, 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 booty.
He's a vowed cowboy. Get along.
Get along, sing a song, Mullaroony.
Jog along, Booty Booty.
Bootity, 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 booty.
He's a vowed cowboy.
That was the unlikely team of Louis Prima and his orchestra and Foy Willing's Riders of the Purple Sage. And those two groups are not ones that you would likely find recording together, about as likely as Bing Crosby and Led Zeppelin. But not only did they record the song that you just heard, which is titled Vout Cowboy, but if you just happen to have the August 19th, 1946 issue of Cashbox magazine, look on page 9 at the record reviews, and you'll see that Vout Cowboy, the one that we just heard, was their disc of the week of all of the new records that they reviewed that week, because it was from the class of 1946, and it was the Cashbox pick of that week. I thought we should play it on our show, and I did. Now a little bit of the blues from Big Bill Brinsey, and I'm gonna move to the outskirts of town. Even though we know it's Big Bill Brinsey, the artist credit on this Columbia label reads Big Bill and the Chicago Five. And ironically, I find myself, perhaps for the first time ever, playing two consecutive 78 RPM singles, both from the same year and both on the same label, but not by the same artist. So fluky as it is, this one is by the Charioteers, and the title is One More Dream.
Last night I met the sweetest gal a guy could ever meet. Oh, the moment that she touched my hand, she swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had her falling too. Oh, and even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you,
one more dream,
and she's mine.
One more dream.
Oh, baby, she's mine.
Body weight,
hi,
and me think she'll be mine.
Oh,
and her hook,
things look fine,
but she slipped
right over the line.
One more dream, and she's mine. One more dream, one more dream.
Forty winks, and me thinks
she'll be mine.
I
had her hook, but she slipped.
One more dream,
and she's mine.
Thank you.
about. I ran around in circles just to tire myself out.
I fell asleep beneath a tree upon a leafy bed.
Now a cop looked down and woke me up, and this is what he said.
One more dream, she's mine. One more dream, she's mine. Let me dream, 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 dream. I dream that she's mine.
I had a hooked
face, but she
slipped
off the line.
One more dream, 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 dream.
Dream that she's mine. One more dream, one more dream.
But he winks
and me thinks she'll be mine.
I
had a hook, but she slipped.
One more dream, one more dream,
and she's mine, 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 baby.
Just one more little dream, and I'll be coming home on a wing and a prayer. And from that group came Billy Williams, who had a very successful career in the 1950s. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ as we near the end of the class of 1946. Got a couple more tunes to go. One is by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Ella Fitzgerald. And since there was no TV and no food channel, where on earth did they ever come up with a recipe for patootie pie? I know I've never seen that offered on Marie Callender's menu.
Patootie pie. Patootie pie. You're my patootie, sugar fruity, dreamy pie.
I crave and crave your special jam. Solidated Superman. And every girl who passes just looks and hollers, ooh, like flies caught in molasses. They all get stuck on you.
Patootie pie. Patootie pie. You're such a tasty hunk of pastry, me oh my.
Gotta light the oven, gonna cook a dish of loving. So kiss me, oh my, patootie pie. Seven.
Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Then steal away to heaven.
Come on, darling, let's go. So kiss me. And kiss me.
What again?
Mm-hmm.
So kiss me, oh my patootie pie.
You're my patootie pie.
Great little tune from Ella and her fella. And some good old homemade patootie pie, now available warmed or a la mode. And just as sure as we did the class of 1946 today, 1 week from now we will jump 10 years and be rockin' and rollin' in 1956. Blues records from the mid-20th century are often categorized as pre-war or post-war. And occasionally you'll hear one played, and with the year not given, you might not know in which of those categories it belongs. But every now and then, the artist provides the information by including it in the lyrics. And let's take Sunny Road by Roosevelt Sykes and the Honey Drippers as an example of one where, from the get-go, you know exactly where this fits in.
Well, the war's over, I'm going back down that sunny road. Well, the war is over, I'm going back down that sunny road. I ain't get nothing in Chicago but my room and board. When I was making good, babe, you treated me like I was a king. When I was making good, you treated me like a king. Now I ain't got no wall plant job, and my love don't mean a thing. Look out there, baby, do right. I'm gonna get my hat and coat, 'cause I got to go. I can see that green grass around my doorsteps, down that sunny road. But when I'm gone, you can just cry your blues away. Baby, when I'm gone, you can just cry your blues away. Or else get you someone else who'll do anything you say. So long, baby, I've done all I could afford. Tomorrow this time I'll be way down that sunny road.
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.